Everything About Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Red TV. I am your host, Crispy on the Web. Welcome to another podcast, and welcome to Survivor Heroes vs. Healers vs. Hustlers, episode number 7 recap, right here on Everything About Red TV. Hope everybody's having a great week. I'm actually right on schedule for once. I am finally back on track. I'm on schedule for the week. Regardless, I hope there's no problems with some of the audio-only feeds are having a bit of issues. We've been working on some technical sides of, getting things figured out with a couple of the audio-only feeds. I had a few little bit of technical issues, but I think that is worked out, and everything is so far so good. Hopefully tonight there are no problems when it goes up at 9 p.m. Eastern, and if it's up at 9 p.m. you're listening to any of the feeds, or all the feeds are posted, yep, everything went good. But I've had some bit of technical issues this week, so I apologize for any inconvenience whatsoever with the lateness of the last podcast and whatnot. Also, I want to talk about something briefly at the end of the podcast, so please stick around for that at the end of this podcast. It is nothing bad. It's just something I've been thinking about, and for those who follow me on the Facebook fan page or fan group or the Twitter feed, you guys will know that the announcement is coming, but I'm going to give you guys a bit of a heads up now. For those who do listen to the podcast, you know that it is coming, and it's huge. So let's get right into it. Chrissy did not want to smile, as you know, she felt bad for that Allie left last week. It left her in the power position at this point of the game. And yeah, well, everyone is in unity. They are staying together. They're working together, and they're staying a team. They're being a team again. They are definitely being united as one tribe. They are working together with each other. So that is really good to see. So also they go to Emerge. They can get Desi on their side. So kind of trying to get the numbers. Trying to get the numbers to, further their game. Especially at this point of the game. They're gonna need numbers. Numbers is gonna be a big thing when it comes to being in the merge and being one tribe together, and we're going into the individual game as well, where you have to play for individual immunity. So definitely, this is a big, it's good. The numbers are probably gonna be the most important thing to have during the individual portion of the game as well. So also they want to stay 5 strong as well. They were talking about that. They want to stay 5 strong as a tribe. Also, Ashley said they are out of food. They have no rice, no fruits, no vegetables. They have nothing left but sugar. It's not the white sugar, it's like the brown granulated sugar, I think. So they were so hungry, Devin could barely move. They really hope. I think they started really the hope there was a merge. Well, good thing is there is a merge. Obviously, we know from the preview from last week that there is a merge. So that is going to help them a lot now. And they're not going to be starving. I didn't realize that Levu was really in that dire situation of food. I know if there was no merge, or they were down to 2. If there was no merge, then Jeff Prodwop to come into the into the camp thing, he's got to bargain. Like we saw back in the Australian Outback season, we saw Jeff Probst come into the camp, which is very, very not a good thing when you see Jeff Probst, either someone's sick or they're hurt, and then Jeff Probst usually comes in to be there. Obviously, we know he's a producer for the show, so you know, it's not good to see Jeff Probst come in at any point, especially if you are out of food. And we've seen it happen in the Australian Outback, where one of the tribes ran out of rice. They ate all the rice. They did not portion it off properly. So I'm wondering if that was going to be the situation if there was no merge this week. Jeff would have to come in and kind of barter with them. They're going to have to give them maybe their tarp, for example, or pillows, or, you know, their fishing gear, you know, anything that will give them enough rice, at least until the merge, at least. So, you know, I was thinking that. What happens if there was no merge? Would there be... Would Jeff come in and say, okay, you guys got no food, no rice, no vegetable, nothing. And it's hard to find food, so we're going to have to barter. So that could be the situation. That could have been the situation where we have not, I don't think we've seen that for a long time, for a lot of seasons. I think a lot of the tribes now have gotten smarter to portion out the food, especially being on the island for 39 days. You have to portion it out. So they walked up pretty much. The tribe walked up to the challenge, supposedly a challenge. It looked like a challenge. And of course, they're talking about the wear and tear. And even Devin coming up the small sandbar, it was just Devin was dragging himself pretty much. And then, of course, they're talking about it, and that they had no food, and you know, they really hope for a merge at this point. And then, of course, Jeff said, you know, don't have to worry about that. You told him to drop their buffs. You are merged. And it was kind of like a big relief on Lavu, especially. Lavu was probably the most relieved out of them all to know that they are merged. They are now one tribe. So they put on their new buffs, which are purple. It's a purple buff. So I don't think we've seen purple in a few seasons. I think the last time there was purple was a couple of seasons ago. I don't remember. But also Joe said he's in a good place. Nobody knows about his hidden immunity idol. You know, they had them talking about the merch fee. Everyone gets to eat. Jess says not this time. Obviously, they... and then, of course, Jess said they are going with the... They're going to have an Australian Outback feast with ribeye steak, infamous lava cake, Thunder from Down Under. I think they had a beer and all that. They had all the good stuff to eat for the feast, which is really awesome to see them actually really eat well. That's going to get them further. They'll be good for a good day, at least, after eating all that food. Cole said he used to use 8,000 calories. That's not really healthy. 8,000 calories. Sometimes I don't get at least 1,000, 1,200 a day. Sometimes between 1,000 and 1,200 a day I get. And I'm usually, since I'm on a diet, for those who don't know, I'm still on my diet. And I try to get below 1,800 calories at most. At the most, that's how much. But 8,000 calories, I don't know. That's not good. 8,000 calories is not a really good thing. So Ryan felt good. As his tribe is was down to 3. So Chrissy got to, you know, meet Joe. And, of course, she said he is loud and obnoxious. Actually talking about getting the old Yawa back and bringing in people together, and also as a swing, I think as a swing folk merge tribe, they got to their new camp. So obviously we are starting from scratch now. We are back to we're back to square one with the with camp. They have to redo the whole camp. They got to rebuild shelter. They got to do everything all over again. So it's not good. So Cole said he was looking for the clue for the Hidden Immunity Idol. Obviously, they showed it. The camera panned it right on it. It was there. It was under. It was in the basket or something. It was hiding in the basket. So it was there. But I'm surprised they didn't find. Nobody found it. So Jessica talking to Desi about Joe. Obviously, now Joe's name's being thrown out there. Joe's a big threat at this point. He is a big threat. Look at, he has been getting so many idols. He's like a Russell Hands. He's like a Tony Vlachos. You know, I'm referring him to Russell Ant. Well, I don't think Joe's playing as dirty as, like, as dirty of a game, about a really, you know, brutal game as Russell. But I mean, he is kind of in between Tony and Russell, maybe, but more leaning towards Russell. Tony from KGON. So Ryan talking about Ryan saying it's good that him and Devin are back together so they can talk. Also talking about JP, Chrissy, Ryan, Devin, and Lauren. I guess working together, the Hustler and Heroes Alliance. Devin said they are in a good spot. Hustlers are, you know, flying under the radar at this point. Devin's saying to Lauren to get all the Hustlers out. Obviously, I don't think they mean the Hustlers. I think they mean the Healers. I think that's what that meant. It was either the Hustlers or the Healers. Lauren said she didn't like that. She told Mike she wants what was going on. Devin saying it was the Healers. So it was the Healers actually that they wanted, that he wants out. So told Mike what's going on. Devin saying four Hustlers taking out the Healers. Talking about getting Cole or Joe out at this point. Obviously, we definitely. Cole, he's been driving everybody nuts this season, or in the last episode or two, he has been driving everyone nuts, and about the way he's eating all the food, and, you know, not sharing with the rest of the camp, the tribe. So, you know, it's just, he is starting to drive his camp, his tribe mates kind of crazy. Also, Joe, who, you know, is a big threat, has a idol, has a Hidden Immunity idol, and, you know, he's going to use it. He's going to keep finding them one after one after one. So it's going to be kind of like a Russell thing, or Russell found one idol, and then he finds another idol, and he uses it. Then he finds another idol, and it's like just going on and on and on and on, where it ends up in the final three or the final two. And, you know, then it's just like, well, he's going to win regardless. So, you know, that's kind of like the same kind of situation. But they are actually talking about getting Joe out at this point. So, also talking about Ben. Ben was talking about they can go with the three, or they can go with Yawa. Also, Jessica talking about Cole being selfish, Cole eating cinnamon sticks and not sharing with the tribe. And also, Jessica had to kind of talk to him, have another chat with him, and then just kind of try to calm him down on this eating. And he apologized. He didn't realize that he doesn't think when he's eating and all that. So, you know, and Cole was, you know, giving off. I was going off. Sorry, Cole's going off about eating without the group. Also, Ben talking to Dr. Mike to get Cole out at this point. And also, Cole is being astray. Dr. Mike told Cole that they are planning to vote him out of the game. So, going right to the immunity challenge, there's no more tribal immunity. It is now an individual game. So, individual immunity is up for grabs. And then we'll be standing on beam. They will be spinning a ball around and around and around. They have to keep the ball moving. If they drop the ball or step off the beam, they are out. There'll be like sections where each section they will end up having to kind of move down to a narrower beam. Gonna get more narrow, where it's just gonna be very narrow and you gotta stand on it, which will be painful. But if you drop the ball or step off the beam, you are out of the challenge. Right off the bat, Ryan is out of the challenge. I was just like shaking my head, like, why did you just do that? It shouldn't be that hard at this stage. So Ryan was the first off the beam, and then Dr. Mike dropped the ball and was out. Then they moved down the beam. Jessica drops, and then they moved down the beam once again. Then Ben did not make the transfer, so he's out. JP, Devin, and Lauren dropped and were out. Joe was out, which I was completely happy that Joe was out of the challenge. I kind of want Joe out at this point. I do. I want Joe out at this point. So Chrissy dropped. Cole and Chrissy dropped. They were out. They were 30 minutes in the challenge. Ryan was out within 2 seconds. Chrissy said 30 minutes ago times. Oh, sorry. 30 minutes and 900 times ago. Or seconds. I don't know. But Chrissy did the math. So, also, the time that they've been up there, 100 and change. So, they moved down to the narrowest part of the beam. Actually dropped as he wins individual immunity. It goes like that. It goes so quick. The immunity goes quick where they win immunity. It's all over. And it'll be time to get ready for the tribal council. So Cole said, he's sorry. Cole said he needs to kind of get himself out of the situation with him eating and his eating habits. He apologized to Ben. Ben said voting for Cole, it could backfire, but also he can work with Cole in the long run to further his game, which he's willing to do. Also, love saying Joe. Okay, so, and then also, saying Joe. Okay, so they were talking about Joe as well. Joe said if he has to use his idol, he will. Or on someone else, he will use it on someone else. Or if he needs to use it on himself, he'll use it on himself. Lauren, Dr. Mike, Cole, Desi, Ben, vote Chrissy. She threw the numbers out there very quickly. Ben telling Lauren to vote out Cole. He don't trust him. And, of course, Lauren said she doesn't trust him either. Probably not a good idea at this point. And then Chrissy, Ashley, Devin talking about voting out Joe to flush out the idol. Yeah, that's probably the best bet at this point. Is you're going to have to start getting threats out. You're going to have to start getting threats out at this point of the game. You don't want to keep threats in too long because then you're going to end up bringing them further. And then they're going to be in the finals. And then like, ooh, we should have gotten them out. That's not a smart move on their part. So Chrissy, Ashley, Devin were talking about that. And then also they could also break up Jessica and Cole. Vote out Jessica. Those two are just dangerous together. They need to break him up. So obviously we know showmances will never work out in this game. Well, it worked for Boston Rob though, but I mean, you know what I mean, right? Like, you know, showmances do not go far in the game whatsoever. So it is, if it does, then it's dangerous. It is. So it is, so Ben doesn't know how to vote. So Ben doesn't want to vote out Chrissy, but he can like go with Yowow, or he can go another way. So Jessica and Dr. Mike have to get fired for the first time at Tribal Council, as they've not had fire yet. And then so they're talking about individual game, 5 healers, 4 hustlers, 3, and then what is it? 5 healers, 4 hustlers, and 3 heroes left. Concerned that are they concerned? Or they can trust you? Vote them out or let them get on your nerves. Also talking about, you know, not only the physical threats to get out, maybe like the social threats as well. And then Joe saying, you know, bigger physical threats out there. Mike saying Joe found an idol, the first idol. Joe said he had an idol. He has an idol. So meaning that he literally showed the freaking idol right there at Tribal Council saying, yeah, I have an idol. I'm not afraid to say it. I thought, he said, I quote, and I remember this from last week, saying this last week, he was not going to show anybody that idol. Did he? No. No, he didn't. He said he wasn't going to show the idol. And he actually showed the idol. So that kind of shocked me that he would actually show the idol. And I thought he wasn't going to. So Jessica saying, you know, idols change the game, obviously. It's true. Cole saying Joe and him found the first idol day one. And also find out who is working with who. So obviously, when Joe flushed out the idol, he said, I'm going to wear it anyways, you know, just to protect myself, obviously. So the vault, Joe actually used his idol on himself. It's hitting me on himself. So the votes, one vote Chrissy, tied at one with Jessica. That was tied at one. Two votes Chrissy, and then tied again at two. Chrissy, 3, and then the next vote was Jessica, 3, tied at 3. And then 4 for Chrissy, and then 5 for Chrissy, and then 5 for Jessica, 6 for Jessica. And the 7th person voted out of Survivor Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers was Jessica. And obviously she does not make the jury. I was talking to, big shout out to Alex on Twitter, that he said, he said possibly the jury phase will start next week. And I agree. I think the jury phase will happen next week. Definitely. I think jury phase will happen next week. And I was kind of making the conversation on Twitter after Survivor. We were going back and forth with each other on Twitter. I love the interaction with you guys. Keep it up. That's awesome. But definitely I think the jury will maybe happening next week. Most definitely there will be a jury next week, and it will start where Ponderosa opens up for the season. So next week, the healers' future looks grim. Won't back down without a fight. Also, it's idle pandemonium. So that will be a very, very interesting week on Survivor next week. And it's just going to get crazy from here on out. I know a lot of people say it's been boring, it's been a boring season. I don't think so. There has been times it's been very boring at times. I didn't find it too entertaining. But then there's times where it's just like, whoa, all of this is happening so quickly. You know, it's happening so quickly. So, yeah, it was a great episode. I think it was a great episode. So I want to get right into my announcement. I'm going to make this quick. As of January of next year, as you guys know, there is a Celebrity Big Brother next year. I will not be covering it on Everything About Reality TV. I will be taking some time off between the middle, kind of at the middle of December, right into March, late February. I'm going to be taking some time off, but there might be some off-season podcasts here and there in the new year, so you can still get your, you know, your fix on Everything About Reality TV. But we'll be back fully with the recaps in March. If you don't like this decision, just let me know on Twitter or Facebook fan page or the Facebook group. If you want that reversed, I will do it. Only reason I'm doing it is because I'm possibly going to Arizona for a holiday with my parents. So I'm going to be away for like a week. So it's going to be hard to keep up with the reality TV shows that way. So I might be that's the only reason behind me taking some time off from the podcast. But I will do some off-season podcasts. Just let me know on Twitter what you guys think, what you would like. If you like this idea, you're approving of this idea of me taking some time off. I was really hoping to do it, but then you guys will have me for Big Brother 20 and Amazing Race Canada 6 in the summer. So that's going to be good in a way that you guys will still get your dose of reality TV from me during the summer. So it'll be good. But yeah, let me know what your comments, your thoughts on Twitter or the Facebook group. You can follow me on social media at Crispy on the Web, both on Facebook, the Facebook group, and on Twitter. I do not have Google Plus anymore. That is gone now. That has been gone for a few weeks. I got to update flyers to promote Crispy on the Web. Also, if you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio-only feeds. I appreciate that. I appreciate your patience with the technical issues I've had this week with two of the feeds. I'm not going to say which feeds, but you guys follow me on social media. You know what feeds I've been talking about over the course of the week. And with that, I will see you guys next week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this podcast. Also, I will see you guys. I'll see you guys next week. Have a good weekend, good week. And you can always hit me up on social media if you want to chat. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye for now.